Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We are here again to talk about food, as always, here at Fat Girl Chronicles. Go ahead and say hi, my favorite co-host.
This is Kenny, your brother in the struggle for food.
And I'm the brother for struggle for food. Okay, I wasn't ready for that. And I'm Vicky, the professor of food. So we've talked about various different types of food so far. We have always circled back to pizza and usually, you know, and cheese. And I've realized that everything we like has cheese on it.
Exactly.
Cheese on it, around it, in it.
Or we just add it to it.
So let's keep that going. So this week is a battle episode. It's the battle of the burrito. And we're going to talk about our Tex-Mex type foods. So some of those restaurants we have
in this corner, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, because you can't, you got to talk about it. Taco Bell, you know, home of the chalupa. You have Chipotle. You have Moe's Southwest Grill. You have Qdoba. You have Pollo Campero. And you have Baja Fresh. And there might be a couple others out there, but those are the ones we're most familiar with and the ones that are most in this area. So
I guess my favorite is Chipotle.
Chipotle is your favorite?
It's my favorite.
A lot of people, and especially since when you do like the big bowl filled with all kinds of stuff that...
And extra cheese.
5 billion calories. You can have the food for like 2-3 meals.
My only thing with Chipotle is that they add cilantro to everything. Every part of your meal at Chipotle is going to come with cilantro in it. But it's still good, so I can't complain.
Okay. I appreciate Chipotle. You know.
That's my favorite on this list.
Is your favorite on this list?
It gets the Kenny stamp of approval.
Well, when you go to Chipotle, what do you order?
I like to get either a salad bowl or like a rice bowl with cheese. Sometimes I do tofu since I stopped eating the meat. Mm-hmm. I add that to it. And then all I want is cheese, sour cream, and corn. And I'm good.
You want some pico salsa de gallo?
Yeah, I'll take that.
I love some pico.
I'll take that.
I know.
But a lot of cheese, a lot of corn, a lot of sour cream.
See, I'm just a taco person. Like, I don't do the bowls because I don't like
bowls. I need to get more food in my belly, and so I don't like bowls.
Yeah, and I don't like beans, so I don't want any of the beans. I don't like corn. Don't give me corn. Just give me a straight taco.
No beans, no corn. No, what are you there for?
No. So if I'm in a quick rush and it's 2 a.m., I'm going to Taco Bell. I'm getting a hard beef taco supreme and a soft beef taco supreme, and I am happy. I only need those two things that comes to like $4, and I'm done. Like, I don't need anything more than that.
Yeah, well, Taco Bell's, I definitely like their Dorito shells. Like,
yeah, those Dorito shells are really good.
And when I was eating meat, I liked their chicken nachos. Those are... Oh. Now they got a commercial with a chicken nacho quesadilla, and I'm just like torn because I don't
want to eat anymore. Come back to chicken. You can eat chicken.
No.
But the cinnamon twist. Let's talk about the cinnamon twist. Oh, yeah. They're nice and warm. So they're their take on a churro, but it's not like soft. They're hard and crispy, but they're so good.
Yeah, I know it's one of your favorites.
Yes. And their nachos are good. The cheese. Just their nacho cheese is good. So.
Only thing not cool about Taco Bell is that when you don't eat beef, and let's say you do want chicken, then they charge you money to substitute the
beef. But that's like at any place, though.
It's not right.
At any place, if you're ordering a more premium meat, they will charge you extra. No. So, like, if you're paying for
my rights.
Shrimp or steak, they're usually going to charge you extra than beef or... chicken. So, like, shrimp, steak, pork, usually you're charged extra.
Sidebar. Remember when Taco Bell was sued because they were saying that the meat wasn't real and then the lady dropped her lawsuit?
Well, that's what you... People, you know, they sue over anything and everything. If they think they can get away with it, they...
Well, that's how we lost the supersized menu at McDonald's because people sued.
Well, I don't know how you can, but you know what? I'm just going to be quiet. Okay. Anything I was going to say was going to be real messed up, so whatever. But if I don't have Taco Bell, I think my favorite would be Moe's Southwest Grill. I love their quesadillas.
Yeah, I love a quesadilla.
So, you know.
Cheese, bread.
And I like, I put pork in mine. So, because I love myself some, what was it, carnitas, right? I love the pork when it's been stewed and cooked beyond amazing.
There's nothing wrong with a pulled pork.
Listen, pulled pork is amazing. So if there's a pulled pork, I'm going for a pulled pork type of taco. So I'm like, give me that. I want cheese. And they're like, oh, do you want anything else? No, I don't want no corn. I don't want no beans. I don't, no. Put some pico. Add more cheese. And I'm good. So they put the cheese, they put the pork, and then we keep on going down the line. They put the pico, and they put more cheese. And then I want the sour cream, obviously, on the side. Because it's so amazing. It's nice and cheesy, and the meat's flavorful, and I just tear that up. And their guacamole there is, I think, it's the best out of all those places.
Really? Better than Chipotle?
Better than Chipotle. Oh, did we mention? We mentioned Baja Fresh, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, better than all of everybody else's guac.
Back to Taco Bell really quickly. So, you know, I'm trying not to eat meat anymore.
They don't have guacamole, do they?
I don't believe that they do.
No.
I'm trying not to eat meat anymore, so I just wanted a Dorito taco with just, like, the lettuce, the cheese, and the sour cream and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, the person taking my order offered to add beans to it. So, I'm like, you know what? That's awesome.
Because, you know what? The thing about Taco Bell is that way back when my older brother used to work there, and I know that a lot of people who are vegetarian go to Taco Bell because they have so many options of using the beans in the other meat, and the workers know this, so it's not anything crazy. They're not doing anything that they haven't done before, and they do it.
Well, let me tell you about my experience.
Uh-oh.
So when she said she was adding beans to my taco, I thought she meant like whole beans.
No!
She added a bean paste.
That's what goes in the burritos. And that's what people get.
It was disgusting.
Do you not like the...
I don't like a bean
paste. You don't like refried beans.
I'll take beans, like the whole actual
bean. But that's not...
I don't want no bean paste.
Refried beans is like that.
Well, I don't like that.
So it's nice and soft, so it's not like
a whole bean. It was me eating half the taco, and then when it got to the bean part, I just like threw it out.
Yeah. It was disgusting. So it's not disgusting. You just didn't know about refried
beans. It wasn't
beans.
For me.
You just didn't know about refried beans. You didn't. You thought, why would they give you whole black beans? They'd be falling out the taco.
So?
They'll be falling out the taco. They'd be like, blah, 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 blah. Not while you're driving.
And then I put my mouth. Hey, I'm an expert at driving and eating. I would have just put it up to my mouth. My arms on the steering wheel.
Mind you guys, he is acting this all out.
Exactly.
Using his elbow to steer the wheel.
Exactly. Or I use my knees, my legs.
But yeah, so if I'm going to any of the other places, I'm getting tacos because I like a taco and I like to be able to mix the meats. So like, well, give me a beef, a steak. If they have pork, I'm going for a pork because they usually do a 3 taco combo, and that's usually what I'm ordering.
And what do you like from Godoba?
Same thing. I'm getting a taco.
And what about Pollo Campero?
Same thing, I'm getting tacos.
All right. Honorable mention.
Same thing for Baja Fresh, I'm getting tacos.
Honorable mention, the tacos at Chili's that you like to order.
Oh, yes, and that is also a pork taco. And the Chili's, their sour cream is very flavorful. And for a while there, I couldn't figure out what it was about the taco that I like so much. And I thought it was the chimichurri sauce. So like, oh, I ordered extra chimichurri sauce, and then that's when I realized, no, it's the sour cream. That's from then on. I was like, no, I want extra sour cream. And mind you, the pork tacos didn't come with sour cream at all. So I was like, no, I want sour cream.
So you just made that a staple, huh?
Yeah. And like their sour cream is very flavorful. So I love it.
Good to know.
You definitely... So in terms of, is that it for the chains, right?
That's it. Basically it for the chains that we're familiar with.
Yeah, that we're familiar with. I'm sure there's many more out there that we don't even know. Definitely shoot us some information about any of the other ones that you might like. Frozen. What? We have not mentioned Frozen stuff. Oh, He's making a face, guys.
I like to make my tacos fresh at home. I don't really.
That is true. Okay, well, I guess maybe not necessarily frozen. I guess making it at home, whether it's the frozen or from scratch. Well, right. Not from pseudo scratch.
No, I'm buying the shells.
Yeah. Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. Are you doing like the cumin and all that stuff? Are you seasoning the meat like that, the sofrito and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you make it at home. You still buy the shells. I'll make my own empanadas and things like that.
I've never had that experience. I never made my own empanadas.
Well, I don't make the dough.
Oh, okay. You just stuffing it, just putting your meat in there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw, again, Pinterest or Facebook or whatever. I made the plantain empanada.
You stuffed it with plantain, or no. You used the plantain as the shell?
Plantain was the shell. So you cook the plantains amazing. Like you would cook the plantains. Mm-hmm. Then you put it like in the food processor or mash it up. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a food processor, so I don't have to mash it up by hand. And then you like, I think you add a little bit of flour or something till it kind of binds. And it legit, it's like it binds and it's like a dough. And I was going with like a dessert theme, so I had to put my guava in there.
Okay.
And I put the cheese.
So I just like have one question.
Guava and cheese.
When are you making that again so I can come over?
Yo, like that was legit amazing. I didn't have no idea what I was really doing, so I was just kind of guessing. And usually I have like a frame of reference when I'm cooking, but I didn't really have one. I was like,
I feel like if you cook with love, you can't go wrong.
Oh man, those things were so good. I ate them up. They were huge.
So you didn't even share them with anybody? They were just for you?
I think I ate all of them. I don't think I shared any of them.
So selfish.
I think I ate them all. It was so good.
I didn't even tell nobody he was making them.
It was so good. Oh my gosh. Sorry. Professive. And I definitely didn't know you when I made it because I still have some of the guava left over. Professor of food that does not share.
You disappoint.
So a lot of these places are basically the same, though. Have the same setup of you come in, you order what you want, and then you just go down the conveyor belt.
Right, and it's fresh stuff. Ingredients.
Also keep in mind, guys, these are all loaded with sodium. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to go to Chipotle. I'm going to be healthy. Honey, go on the website and build it. I had a coworker who was like, oh, yeah, I ate healthy today. I had Chipotle. I'm like, did she do Qdoba? It's the same. I was like, that's not healthy. She's like, yes, it is. I'm like, no. Come here. So I pulled up the website. I was crushing her dreams. I was like, let's go through. I was like, so you had a burrito? She's like, yes. So I was like, what kind of shell? I clicked the shell. I clicked the meat. I clicked, what did you add to it? I started clicking, clicking, clicking. And by the time I was done, she had enough sodium for like 2 days. She was like, thank you. Like, she was so upset with me.
It wasn't your fault.
But like, come on. You know, when you get like a fast food type place, it's not going to be the healthiest. The healthiest version will always be at home when you can control the intake and the quality of the ingredients. Okay, so see, we can be healthy from time to time. I recognize that I shouldn't have the Taco Bell and I was better off cooking the tacos and stuff at home so I can control the sodium. But sometimes that MSG tastes good.
Exactly.
I do also, in terms of the frozen, there's like these frozen chimichangas. Which is
basically, are you Deadpool from Marvel?
Listen,
what are we doing?
Listen, it's basically meat and cheese. So chicken and cheese and like onions, or steak and cheese and onions. That's it. And because I don't like refried beans, I don't like beans at all. So I don't usually like the frozen burritos. I just want the meat and the cheese. And when we were little kids, my mom would buy from, I think it's from Sam's Club, like the big bag of chimichangas. And that's what we would have for our snack after school, are these chimichangas. And they are amazing. You microwave it just enough for it to basically explode. So the cheese is oozing out on the side. Yeah, nobody's following like how long you're supposed to microwave it. And then then you eat it, even though you're supposed to wait because now it's too hot. So you're like, and you're like trying to breathe around it, cool it off while it's in your mouth. But it's so good that whatever. And then by the time you're done eating it, your tongue is officially on fire. But it was so good. And if I'm out at like, you know, a store and I look in the frozen section, I usually sell them by singles. I'm grabbing one. It's usually about a dollar. This is usually a dollar.
Good price.
Did you say good price or hood price?
No, I said good price.
It's a hood price. Because that's usually where I'm buying it.
I mean, we have some thrifty listeners.
Yeah, so definitely.
I'm the type of person, I'll break the bank on good food. However, yeah. I don't encourage everybody to do that.
Yeah. So, like, some of, like, those bigger, like, restaurants will have chimichangas. And they're just not quite the same. But I just like the cheese. It's basically a burrito with just cheese, meat, and, like, you know, onions and spices. And that's, like, a favorite. Always will be. I mean, you know, it's cheese.
Alrighty, I want to take a minute to plug a local favorite.
Yes, local.
So we have this place called Dario's at 20 Academy Street in Newark, New Jersey. It's a family-ran business. It started with a son and a father. The father passed away, and the son continued the business, and aww, he does it with his mom and his family. And they make taco bowls. They make quesadillas.
Now, mind you,
empanadas.
This is in downtown Newark, okay? So there's multiple streets that you're walking because you have all the big businesses. You have the state offices and everything like that, right? And you, this man uses so much seasoning that you can smell it down the street.
And when you leave the store, you smell
it. Smell like it. Because you'll be walking. And you're like, wait, what is... And it smells amazing. It smells like very seasoned meat. And you're like, oh my gosh, that smells amazing. Like if you are cooking steak at home and you get that smell, it's the same basic smell. And then you'll float to it. It's just kind of like a hole in the wall. You don't, like, you'll walk past it and be like, wait, where?
Right.
You have to stop, turn around, because it's not, doesn't have a flashy sign or anything.
Right next to Dunkin' Donuts on Academy Street.
Mm-hmm. And then you go in there. And what's so amazing is that the guy, is his name actual?
Dario.
It's actually, okay. He will greet you. He greets everybody who comes in.
Right.
He will get to know you. He will say hi to you. If he sees you on the street, he starts to know his regulars.
Right.
He will stop and have a conversation with you. The man is very, very friendly, very
personable. And if you come there a lot, he'll know your order. He'll be like, you want this, bub?
Yeah. And like, there won't be a line. There's a long line. There'll be a lot of people. So it's not like he, you know, has like random people. Like there's a great large number of people and he actually gets to know each one of them.
Right.
So that's
right.
What's so good about
him. And the good thing about it, he makes these edible taco bowls. He makes them from scratch. Like he actually has like a little pan or like a little pot that he puts in the center around the dough and he fries it right there on the spot for you.
Yeah. So it's very fresh. Everything's fresh. The empanadas are good. When I go there, I get tacos.
So, I get rice, I get salad, and I do the shrimp or the vegetable. And he can make it spicy for you. So, I usually get a spicy shrimp or vegetable. And I want, what do I want, everybody? Cheese. So, I get cheese, sour cream, hot sauce, salsa, and like I said, it's amazing. Like, I eat all my food, and then I eat the bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people definitely tear up that bowl, and I'm always going to do my tacos. I'll do a shrimp taco, which is really good there.
Right, you get steak, you get shrimp, you get vegetables, you get whatever you want in this bowl.
Yeah, and everything is, like I said, like the meat is flavored. It's not just salt and pepper. It looks like Italian dressing to me. I don't know if that's what it is, that he's constantly like... Because the grill is open, so you'll see him constantly marinating.
Yeah, he cooks it in front of you, yeah.
Yeah, so it's cooked right in front of you, so no shadiness in the back. You'll see everything.
Right.
There's no dropping the chicken on the ground and picking it up. Right. You're seeing it all.
You know what he kind of reminds me of? I don't know if you remember that one guy that's from, like, somewhere in Latin America where he has a ponytail and a white shirt, and he's, like, seasoned the meat.
Salt Bae.
Yeah. He reminds me of him in a way. He doesn't have a ponytail, but he has on a tight shirt, and he's, like, seasoning that grill, all kind of crazy.
If you guys ever go to Dario's, you'll see him and you'll understand. You'll totally understand. But definitely, it's a great, great place. Very personable people.
Right.
Just amazing.
Fresh food.
Mm-hmm.
Please support Dario's. 20 Academy Street.
Yeah, definitely North support Jersey. Local businesses. I mean, I you know, it's good.
I mean, who doesn't like a meal that you can eat the bowl? I mean, he might as well make some type of silverware so you can eat that too.
That would be amazing if he actually did that. Like, here, I think they actually have that. They do have edible silverware. I saw it in a video. Again, Facebook or YouTube, you go deep into YouTube land and you don't know where you find yourself at the other side 3 hours later. So I think that's it about for all our battle, for the battle of the burrito, right?
So who's our winner in the battle of the burrito?
Oh.
I say Chipotle. I think your winner might be Taco Bell, but I could be wrong.
I think it probably is Taco Bell because, hands down, I will always get my beef taco supreme. You gotta have that sour cream, and that's what I grew up eating. I used to like their, they had pocket tacos, which was in a pita.
That sounds good.
That was amazing. I was so sad when that left. The gordita was great. The chalupa, they're still there. But
just about any type of quesadilla you get from Taco Bell is good.
But in the end, just the classic, simple beef taco supreme is the go-to.
Add some bean paste to it.
I'm gonna constantly bring you refried beans from now on. Mm. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed our battle of the burrito. If you
do like refried spaghetti, yeah. Think about that.
Okay, so if there's other suggestions that you have for battles and verses, please let us know. Hit us up on our social media, and we might do one of them and definitely give you a shout-out for your idea. So for this week's Fat Girl Moment of the Week, I recently went to the movies with my movie group. I love them to death. And we always go to the movies. We go to AMC because they have the reserved seating, and they're nice, spacious seats. And we usually reserve, like, half the theater, especially when it's a big Marvel movie. And so we recently just went to see a movie, and I noticed that AMC updated their menu.
And they upped their game, huh?
Yeah, and this is at just the regular, not the dine-in theater, just the regular AMC theater. So it's not even like the dine-in with the alcohol, which I love. And I was like, okay, so I'm looking at all the different things they have. So first of all, they have different flavor popcorns now.
Oh, the gourmet popcorn.
They have the gourmet popcorn.
That's the truth.
So we might actually do an episode just at AMC. No, like legit, we might. Maybe I'll shoot them an email or Twitter. Definitely, guys, just start hitting up AMC. Let them know that we want to do a review on their new menu.
Right.
And shamelessly plug us.
And we want free samples while we're doing the
review. Oh, yeah. No, like I want them to set us up in like the party room and we go through the whole menu and get and do a review and stuff.
Right.
And you know, I might try to set that up. We'll see if I can get that going. We'll see. So they have this chicken and waffle sandwich.
Ho ho ho. You went to the movies?
Yes.
And you had chicken and waffles?
Yes.
What did they do that at?
AMC. So I was like, okay. I'm going to mess with this chicken and waffles.
Come with
me. Let me just tell you.
Okay.
And then it's like a combo. So it's like chicken and waffles, the curly fries, and the chocolate chip cookie. And I heard this cookie is amazing. They didn't have the cookie, so I was very upset. But they give you a free thing of candy because they didn't have the cookie. So,
it must be a popular dish.
Yeah, and apparently this cookie is really good. So definitely, if you can get me a cookie, people, get me a cookie. Because I have yet to have this mystical cookie. I think it's a unicorn. It does not exist. So back to the chicken and waffle sandwich. So they have the chicken and waffles, and I was like, okay, let me try this. So are you aware of those little small Belgian waffles?
Yes.
That comes in the little packaging and it has like that sugary coating something on the outside. So those by themselves are amazing. And I always have to be careful when I'm in the grocery store and they're there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta run away from these things because then they're only like $1.20 or something like that.
What?
They're so cheap, right? They're usually like $1 or something. They're so stupidly cheap. So then it's like, oh, a quick little sugar rush. So that's what they are. So it's two of those, and they warm them up. So then the sugar is nice and just amazing, and then is hot. It's like, And then you have the like a chicken tender. It's bigger than a regular chicken tender though. So it's like a nice, good sized chicken tender. So that's in between the two little Belgian waffles. And so, you know, it's about the size of like a burger, you know, like a decent sized burger. Like it's not really huge. It's like a good size. So I was like, all right, I ordered it. I got the fries, the cookie that I did not get. And I got, so I got some candy, gave it to a friend. And I was like, all right, I am ready. Sit down to watch the movie. They don't give you syrup. They give you honey mustard sauce.
See, don't play with my emotions like that. Don't give me no chicken and waffles. So just bring your own syrup, everybody.
Don't listen to Ken because you don't need syrup. Because they warmed up the waffles so that sugariness is there. Okay. You don't need the syrup. Okay. So if you want, you can dip your chicken in the honey mustard. I did it once or twice and it was okay. I can see why people would like it. But honestly, you don't need anything on this. You can straight eat it just the way it is. And it's like, and it holds its consistency in terms of every time you bite into like the waffle and the chicken, it's the sugar, the salt, it's amazing. I'm like, man, this always would taste better if it had a slice of cheese on it. But then that's just me. And I was just in heaven. I was just eating it. And while my friends were sitting around, we're all, you know, waiting for the movie to start and going through the movie, I'm just going in. And I'm like, I held it in my hand the whole time. I never set it down. And then I was just digging through my fries and I was just shoveling in my mouth. I was so ashamed of myself. I was like, Vicky, get your life. Get your life.
Were you able to watch the movie?
Yeah, for the most part. I think there might have been a part that I missed. And I was like, wait, I missed something. Because I was just looking, I was just kind of down and into eating. But legit, them chicken and waffles was good. And a bunch of my other friends, they ordered it too. And every one of us enjoyed it.
Nice.
It was so good. So definitely, guys, check out that chicken and waffle sandwich at AMC.
Did you order one to go?
No, I should have. I really should have. But, you know, I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to get rid of my gluten belly that I have shamelessly had for quite some time now because I just can't get my life together. But it was so good.
And real quick, I just want to talk about another chicken and waffle experience. So they have this place in Brooklyn called SoCo. It's a Southern fused cuisine in Brooklyn, New York. I believe the restaurant is owned by Kenya Moore's husband from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, Lord.
They have an organic buttermilk fried chicken. And what they do is they put this organic buttermilk fried chicken on a red velvet waffle. It's the best. You have to go try it out if you're in
the
Brooklyn.
How's the mac and cheese there?
They got this mac and cheese. It's like $11, right? It's called Auntie Cruz's mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. It's so big that you can eat that as your meal. Like, it's in a big
pan. Who cares how big is it? Is it good?
It's amazing.
See, I don't know. Listen.
I'm telling
people,
you, no.
I am a mac and cheese connoisseur. So I need to try it.
You have to. Auntie Cruz mac and cheese.
I'll have to try it and decide if it's any good.
Southern fused cuisine, Brooklyn, New York. It's really good.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I'll make you a believer.
I don't know if I am co-signing this.
I will bet you.
Y'all just listen to Ken. I don't know.
I will bet you. Their Auntie Cruz mac and cheese is on point.
Okay, if you say so.
I couldn't even eat it all there. I had to actually bring it home and then finish it. Then it tastes even better because I'm home, I'm comfortable, and I got this good taste in mac and cheese.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm very particular about my mac and cheese. And anytime there's a soul food restaurant, I'm trying the mac and cheese. Because that is...
Is that the barometer?
That is very much the barometer for flavor. I don't care about your chicken. I don't care about your collard greens. I don't care. No, I'm trying...
Beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Exactly. No, I'm trying your mac and cheese, and I'm judging you based solely on that.
Okay. So we're going to have to do the Auntie Cruz mac and cheese challenge at SoCo in Brooklyn.
Well, there's a couple of chicken places and stuff in... We'll have to start traveling too and checking out and whatnot. So I think that's it for this week, guys. I hope you really enjoyed it. Definitely check us out on our social media. Facebook is at Fat Girl Chronicles. Twitter is at Fat Girl NJ. Instagram is at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ. Our email is fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. Definitely like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Definitely let us show us some love. Get out those 5-star reviews on iTunes and Google Play and Podomatic and Stitcher and everywhere else you can find us. Show us some love. If we see some of your reviews, we'll definitely read them on the air. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Can say bye to the people?
I can't say bye. I got food in my mouth.
You know what? I can with you. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed. Enjoy your day. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.